Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines for Living.
The person who says there are vast differences between Christianity and Islam is not driving a wedge of division between the two, only recognizing the differences are there, and that no individual who really knows what those differences are could ever assume that they are both simply different versions of the same thing. They are as far apart philosophically as the North is from the South geographically, and as diverse theologically as communism and capitalism are politically. Major differences exist, and every one of them has the significance of a rift as deep as the Mariana Trench in the Pacific. Difference number one, the source of their faith. Christians believe that the Bible is the inspired and authoritative record of redemption, that it is historically accurate, and the statements it makes are to be taken literally. While Muslims hold to the Pentateuch, that's the first five books of the Bible known as the Law, the Psalms and the Gospels, the book that is the undisputed authority for their faith is the Quran. The writers of the Quran were influenced by Jewish rabbis and lifted many passages from the Old Testament, reworking them into the context of Islam. But it can hardly be assumed that the two are kindred in scope, significance, and purpose. Difference number two, who is Jesus Christ and what he did? Charles Colson, in a Breakpoint commentary, outlined how differently Christ is viewed, saying, Christianity teaches Jesus is part of the Trinity. He is God, the Son who was offered as an atoning sacrifice on the cross to save his people from their sin. By contrast, the Quran denies that Jesus was crucified at all and claims that Jesus was no more than a messenger of Allah and his word. Difference number three, how you find peace with God. The issue of how men are saved or find forgiveness is vastly different. Christians believe what the Bible says, that men are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ through faith in him, which the Bible calls grace. Paul put it, by grace are you saved through faith. Luke, the physician who accompanied Paul on his missionary journey, wrote, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Contrasting this, the Quran says pointedly, if anyone desires a religion other than Islam, that's submission to Allah, never will it be accepted of him. And in the hereafter, he will be in the ranks of those who have lost themselves in hell fire. Difference number four, the treatment of women. Reading the news should illustrate the fact that Christianity has elevated the status of women. Islam has repressed them. Difference number five, how both propagate their faith. Here the two contrast each other vividly. It is the ideology of fear which drives Islam today. But Christians have left in their wake a trail of hospitals, universities, orphanages, and institutions ministering to the needs of people the world over. Prevalent today is a kind of mushy ecumenism which glosses over the differences between Islam and Christianity, putting a spin on both that makes them appear to be cousin faiths, which, with a big enough lasso, can bring everybody together and live happily ever after. Difference number six. The bottom line is that Christianity is not a religion, but a revelation of faith.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.